Nation.
That brings up now Louis Almo. Hodges fouls out to Barra. Off to the left of home plate. Now Louis Almo steps in, right-hand hitter. Tommy Burns' first pitch to him is low, ball one. We've had some excellent umpiring in the series. Casey Stengel comes to the front of the Yankee dugout and motions something out there to Woodling. Gene hasn't seen him. Burns delivers, almost started to swing, held up as the pitch stayed inside around the letters for ball two. And now Stengel is back out of the dugout. He's trying to get somebody's attention. He's getting Brown's attention. Now he's got Woodling's eye, and Woodling is moving more over toward left center. DiMaggio is a step or two over toward right center, and Mapes almost straight away in right. The 2-0 pitch to Almo, right over for a call strike, 2-1. Milton Stock, with a gesture of the hands, indicates to Almo, just meet the ball. It's a 2-1 count on the right-hand hitter, two outs, last the second inning. A scoreless ball game. Duke Snyder's on deck. Tommy Byrne comes in with the pitch, and it is swung on, popped up into the air, off to the right of the plate, but it's going to come back out of play. Just above our heads. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, inning number two. Each team looking for win number two in this series. Tommy Byrne, a slow worker. Rubs up the cover of that new ball. Things are fairly quiet at the moment, as you would expect in a scoreless ball game. There's big Hank Greenberg sitting behind Bill Beck, eating himself a hot dog. All right, Tommy Burns set to go again. In comes the pitch, and it is swung on, a slow roller hit down toward third. Bobby Brown charges it up with it, fires over to Henrik, and it is in time for the out in a close play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. Almo topped the pitch. It rolled slowly down third. Brown charged it and fired Almo out on a very close play, one of those pat-pat or bang-bang plays, as they say in the trade. And thus, at the end of two innings, you have another scoreless ball game. The Yankees have been three up and three down. The Dodgers have only had six batters, but they've had one on, Pee Wee Reese, who was hit by a pitched ball but immediately was doubled up by the next hitter. This is Mel Allen with Red Barber, bringing you the World Series in behalf of the Gillette Safety Razor Company, who are proud to bring it to you for the 11th consecutive year. And Jim Britt doing the telecast of the World Series games, and Rene Canizares beaming it to the Latin American countries, and our broadcast going around the world through the shortwave facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Cliff Mapes looks at a strike, a fastball fired through there by Ralph Branca, who wears the number 13 on his uniform, but he's not superstitious. As a matter of fact, he's one of 13 children. Strong arm, broad-shouldered right-hander, fires away. Mapes takes inside. Another fast one, ball one, 1-1. Branca joined the Dodger organization in 1943. Best year was in 1947 when he won 21 ball games. Went to New York University. One ball, one strike. Mixes is wide of third. In comes the pitch. Mapes takes a curve that's high. Ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. It's an overcast day, as Red told you a while ago. For those of you who may have tuned in late, we repeat it. No immediate threat of rain, however. The wind is blowing out toward left, in from right. Now the delivery. Swung on, foul tipped, and into the mid of Campanella for strike two. 2-2. Cliff Mapes is a boy that has tremendous power. He also has definite weaknesses at the plate that pitchers capitalize on, but if they make one mistake, he's got so much power, he can hurt you. Branca's 2-2 delivery on its way, and Mapes swings and foul tips it, dropped by Campanella, and Mapes is alive. That's a rough job back of that plate. When we say that a catcher has dropped the third foul tip, it's not meant in any sense of criticism of the backstop. Those balls come spinning back there, and they're rough. Even if you've got a mask and protector on, as they do have, it's still rough to handle. Now the delivery. Curve is low inside. Ball three. Full count now on Mapes. This is the first batter on which Branca has gone to a 3-2 count. His control has been superb up to now. No score, top of the third inning. And the payoff pitch on its way. Mapes takes high, ball four, and he's on. And that is the first base on balls given up by a Brooklyn pitcher in this series.
Number 42, Jerry Coleman.
Neither Don Newcomb nor Preacher Rowe gave up a walk. Mapes gets the first walk issued in the series by a Brooklyn pitcher. And now coming to bat is Jerry Coleman, Pride of San Francisco. ...24 years of age. The pitch is right in there for a call strike. Jerry stands about 6 feet, but he isn't very hefty. He only weighs around 165. Has come along marvelously. And though he may not be the rookie of the year in the American League, he did play good enough ball to be in contention for that honor. Mixis is in close at third. Mapes has a lead. Hodges holding the stretch, the pitch. Coleman swings and fouls it off to the right of the plate. It's out of play, onto the roof and out of the ballpark. A 2-strike count on Jerry. The Dodger outfield today consists of Almo in left, Snyder in center, Farrillo in right. Mixis is at third as we go to the infield. Reese short, Robinson second, Hodges first, Campanella catching, and Branca pitching. Mixis isn't looking for the bunt. He's halfway back at third near the line. Reese is in halfway at short, 4 stripes to the left of second. Robinson halfway between first and second and in halfway. Here's the pitch. Swung on. It's a high fly ball, curving foul back to first. Hodges digs over near the stands, but he cannot get it. It's out of play. The ball dropping about 10 rows in. A 2-strike count still on Coleman. Naturally, he wouldn't, as we go back to Mixis, would not be looking for the bunt with 2 strikes on Jerry. But stranger things have happened. The outfield is just about straight away. Coleman, though he can pull, has for the most part in this series been hitting to right field. And Carl Perillo is stationed over toward the right field line. Now the delivery. Curve is right in there. Throw down to first base. Mapes just back in time. That was the third strike on Coleman. We didn't have time to tell you that it was the third one. Of course, you knew if you were following the count, because Campanella whipped a quick throw down to Hodges trying to double up Mapes, who had a good lead off the bag, but Mapes got back in time. So Coleman looks at the third strike. Beautiful curve, and that's the third strikeout for Branca. And now coming to bat is Tommy Byrne. Though Byrne did not hit for a high average during the course of the season, nonetheless, he is what is generally termed a good hitting pitcher. He's dangerous, in other words, at the plate. He hit 193, but he drove in 13 runs. He's the kind of a guy who might hit the long ball for you. He might just take 3 cuts and sit down. The delivery, right in there for a call strike over that inside corner above the knees. The outfield is shading him toward right, slightly in center and right. Almost a straightaway setup. Byrne hits a lot down the left field line. If he gets an outside pitch, he can also pull him. Here's your delivery. Low inside for a ball. 1-1. Tommy had 16 hits in the regular season. 4 of them were doubles and 2 of them triples. Mapes has the lead. Hodges holding. Here's your pitch. Curve, and it's low inside. Ball 2, 2-1. Eddie Mixis walks a step or two from third over toward the mound to pep up Ralph Branca. Ralph decides to take a white handkerchief out of his right hip pocket and mop his face. It isn't a warm day, but it is warm when a guy's out there throwing that ball. Looking around, we see Joe Cronin, general manager of the Red Sox, seated off to the left of the Yankee dugout. There goes Mapes. The pitch is swung on. A ground ball hit out past Robinson into right center for a base hit. Mapes around second on his way to third. Snyder up to the ball, hits it into Robinson, and it's a base hit for Byrne. That's the Yankees' first hit of the ball game. They put the hit and run on, and Byrne wrapped a solid base hit to the right of second. Jackie Robinson made a beautiful backhanded attempt to get that ball, but couldn't quite reach it. Duke Snyder went over into right center to grab it, whipped his throw back to the infield, but Cliff Mapes, who was off and running, raced to third. Now Joe Hatton, a left-hander, begins to throw in the Dodger bullpen as Phil Rizzuto steps up. Phil grounded to third in the first inning. The Dodger infield is in for play at the plate. Here's the pitch. Phil takes in over the inside corner for a call strike. He started to cut but held up. His reflexes are wonderful. He can make a move and stop right on a dime. Mixes and Reese are almost at the edge of the infield grass. Robinson is not quite so close. He's halfway. Hodges holding against Byrne. Here's your pitch. It's bunny down the first baseline. Here comes Mapes, and the ball goes foul. They attempted the squeeze. Hodges broke from first toward the plate, but allowed the ball to roll foul, and he saw it spinning that way. Casey Stengel comes just to the front of the Yankee dugout and hollers to Phil to get a piece of it now. There's two strikes on the scooter. Hodges might have had a play at the plate had the ball remained fair. Mapes on third. Byrne on first, one out, and for Ralph Branca and the Dodgers, Rizzuto is the key man in this inning. Stretch by Ralph, the pitch, swung on, to fly ball, hit out into right center field. Perillo goes over, gets under it, makes the catch. Here's Mapes tagging up, and he scores. And the Yankees lead 1-0 as the throw was way off on third base side of home plate. I thought Hodges was going to cut it off as Tommy Byrne made a break for second. But Byrne, thinking they were going to cut it off, then held up and came back to first. So Rizzuto flies out to Perillo in right center and is credited with a run batted in as Mapes tagged up and scored after the catch. And as baseball observers will tell you, there again is that base on ball. Is that right, Red?
Well, that's the first one the Dodger pitchers have given up, and it probably cost them a run.
And now here's Tommy Henrick. Bats him left-handed, two down. The pitch, curve inside, ball one. Tommy Byrne on first base. Joe Hatton continues to throw in the bullpen. 1-0 New York, top of the third inning. Henrick grounded out to Hodges in the first inning. Gill is not holding now against Tommy, but just in behind him. Now the delivery. Way inside to Henrick. Ball two. 2-0 to count. In these World Series games, once a pitcher allows a runner or two to get on as a rule, the bullpen becomes alive. The time is short. Best four games out of seven. You're not playing 154. And you got to throw everything you've got into each game, as much as you possibly can throw into it, and save something for the next day. Now the delivery. Changeup is high and away for ball three. A 2-0 pitch is a favorite one for a batter to swing on. And sometimes it's a very smart pitch at changing up on a fastball hitter, as Henrick is, if you can get it over. But it was high outside. Two down. Branca ready for the 3-0 pitch. Here it is, inside, ball four. And Tommy Byrne moves down to second. Henrick takes over at first, as Branca gives up his second walk of the inning. And the batter now is Yogi Berra, who struck out in the first inning. Reese and Campanella converge at the mound to talk to Branca, to settle him down. And so we are beginning to get more action in this third game of the World Series than has been customary so far. That is more concentrated action. Had scattered explosions here or there in the first two games. Yogi Berra steps in. Byrne moves off second. Henrick off first. Two down, one in. Top of the third inning. 1-0 New York. Outfield toward right and center and right. Straightaway almost in left. Big gap in left center. Mitch is halfway back at third, 10 feet off the line. Reese in, couple of steps, three strides to the left of second. The pitch is inside. Ball one to Yogi. Jackie Robinson deep at second, halfway between first and second bases with Hodges deep near the line. The wind, remember, is blowing away from right out toward left. Barrel left-hand pull hitter. Awaits the pitch from Branca. Campanella in the crouch gives Branca the sign. One run in, top of the third inning. Two down, two on. 1-0 New York. Byrne moves off second base. Henrik off first. Stretch by Branca. In comes the pitch. Barra swings and sends a pop-up right out to second to Robinson. He takes it for the out, and the inning is over. That ball had Jackie fooled momentarily, as it did most of us. As it started out, it looked as if it might go further. Jackie took a step out toward right field and then stopped and came in for the ball. It was not hit as hard or as well as it appeared. One run for New York. One hit. No Dodger errors. Two men left on for the Yankees. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings, New York 1, Brooklyn nothing. Bertie Tebbets of the Boston Red Sox gave it to you straight when he said that Gillette Blue Blades are sharper than all get out and don't break down like other blades do. Yes, fans, Gillette Blue Blades are sharp, plenty sharp, and have edges that stand up for one quick, easy shave after another. So they give you better looking, more refreshing shaves, and far more of them for your money. Buy Gillette Blue Blades and the modern Gillette dispenser. This handy magazine deals them out unwrapped, ready for use. What's more, it protects the blades perfectly so that they stay factory sharp until used. You pay nothing extra for this convenience. A Gillette dispenser loaded with 20 blades, 40 shaving edges, is 98 cents. With 10 blades, 49 cents. Look sharp, feel sharp. Be sharp. Use Gillette Blue Blades with the sharpest edges ever honed. Last half of the third inning, the Dodgers will come up with Duke Snider, Roy Campanella, and most likely Ralph Branca. See Red sort of looking down to see if there's any possibility of anybody being about around a bat rack, but Hatton is no longer warming up, and it's early in the game and only a one run difference, so the likelihood of Branca being out of there is very remote. Last of the third, Duke Snider steps in. Left-hand batter, power hitter. Stands 6'2", weighs around 175, in close to the plate. Left-hander Tommy Byrne delivers. Snider takes outside for a ball. Almost swung on it. Boy from Compton, California. 23 years of age. Byrne throws. The pitch is in there for a call strike. Sidearm fastball. One ball, one strike on Duke. Yanks one, Dodgers nothing. Last half of the third inning. Third game of the World Series. Each team has won a game. Now Tommy Byrne's delivery. Snider swings and sends a fly ball into left center. DeMage starts back and has to come in. The wind is holding up. Here comes Windling, and Windling makes the catch. That wind is rough today and causes the outfielders and infielders a little trouble. That ball started out into left center, and DiMaggio had started back and then suddenly had to stop and start in as the wind carried that ball away from him and in toward the infield. But fortunately for the Yankees, Gene Woodling also had started for the ball, and the left fielder racing over toward left center and in made the catch. Now here's Roy Campanella, right-hand batter. Byrne throws, Campanella swings, bounds it down to third, two hops to Bobby Brown near the line. He fires across to Henrik in time, and they're two away. Campanella smacked a hard two-hopper to Bobby Brown just inside the third baseline. Bobby was playing it in there close and grabbed it to throw him out easily. Here's Ralph Branca coming to bat now. Two up and two away. Last of the third, New York one, Dodgers nothing. Casey Stengel at the front of the dugout of the Yankees now, pushing Woodling over toward left center more. The pitch in there for a call strike. The outfield setup is just about straight away. Woodling was a little closer to the left field line than Stengel wanted him. Bobby Brown's about 5 feet off the third baseline, three steps away from the edge of the infield grass. Rizzuto, four strides to the left of second in about two steps. Byrne delivers. The pitch is over for call, strike two. You got Jerry Coleman, four strides to the right of second and deep, and Henrik, 6 or 8 feet off the first baseline, and he's fairly deep there at first. Two strikes, the count on Branca. Tommy Byrne, the left-hander, into the windup, delivers, and it swung on and missed. Strike three. The ball dropped by Barra. He picks it up, throws easily down to Henrik for the out as Branca ran it. And that's all for the Dodgers. The putout goes 2-3 since Barra dropped the third strike. It's a strikeout, however, for Byrne and his first of the ball game. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Let's listen to this announcement. This is an announcement concerning the fact that a number of the players in this World Series are boys who started out in American Legion baseball. At the end of three innings, then your totals. The Yankees, one run, one hit, no errors, and two left on. The Dodgers have had only one man on base, that Pee Wee Reese, who was hit by a pitch ball in the top of the first inning and was doubled up at second base by Barra after he had caught Mix's foul pop-up over toward the Yankee dugout to the left of home plate. Now as we go to the top half of the fourth inning,
is the Oakland, California Post, number 337,
the announcement that is going over the public address system concerns information already given to you by Red Barber earlier. And so we move right along with the ball game. Joe DiMaggio will be leading off in the top of the fourth with Bobby Brown and Gene Woodling to follow. Tomorrow's game will start again at 1 o'clock. And Gillette will be on the air over Mutual at 12:45. That's Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday, however, if we might anticipate just a bit, the game will start an hour and 5 minutes later, 2:05. So we'd like to tell you today, so you be sure and remember that on Sunday. Ralph Branca pitches to DiMaggio, swings and misses, strike one. Our broadcast time on Sunday will be at 1:45, however, Eastern Standard Time. That's just for Sunday. Tomorrow we'll be on at 12:45 Eastern Standard Time. Ralph Branca delivers. DeMadge swings, fouls it back onto the screen. Strike two. Joe, always a key figure, has not had a good series offensively. He's had only one hit, a roller which he beat out. But then it must be remembered that he actually got out of a sick bed, battling off a near attack of virus pneumonia to finish up the season the last two games with the Yankees, and is still not at full strength. Now the pitch. High, ball one, 1-2. But his mere presence in the lineup is inspirational to his teammates, and he's always a threat. 1-0 New York, fourth inning. One ball, two strikes on the clipper. Branca delivers. DeMadge swings and misses. Strike three. Cut hard at the curveball, and that's the second straight time Joe has struck out. That's the fourth strikeout for Branca. And in the series, four times DiMaggio has struck out. Struck out once on opening day of the series, and once yesterday and twice today. Bobby Brown, who popped out to Robinson in the second inning, steps in, left-hand hitter, chokes that bat, bends slightly at the knees, leans from the waist. Right-hander Branca throws, outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes, 1-0, favor the Yankees, fourth inning, one out, nobody on. It's getting a little darker out here right now, isn't it, Red, or is it my imagination?
No, it's getting darker, Mel. Rather ominous looking. It might rain before the afternoon's over.
That wind is really whipping those flags around out toward left from right. The pitch swung on, popped up in the air, back of third. Mixes drifts across the foul line under the ball, and he makes the catch. Bobby Brown fouls out to Eddie Mixes, about 25 feet down the line from third base and 10 feet or so foul. With two down, up comes Gene Woodling, who fouled out to Mixes in the second inning. And Cliff Mapes is on deck. Branca studies Campanella's sign. Into the windup, he throws. The pitch is inside, up around the letters. And it's a 1-0 count on Woodling. off, taking his time. The Mount Vernon, New York right-hander into a quick windup, throws the pitch, a curve over for a call strike. When I say a quick windup, Branca doesn't take one of those lengthy, graceful windups. As he stands on the rubber, gets his sign, he quickly brings his hands up over the head and, without too much of a windup, comes down and throws. Now the delivery. Swung on. There's a line drive to right center field. Ferrillo racing over. He cannot get it. It's off the scoreboard. Woodling rounds first, heads for second. The throw comes in. Sliding in safely with a double is Gene Woodling as Reese takes the throw. Ferrillo is limping. Gene Woodling lines a double off the scoreboard in right center field. Carl Ferrillo, unable to go after a ball with his usual speed because of the groin injury he sustained before the end of the season, limped over after the ball. However, it was high up on the scoreboard. He couldn't have caught it anyway. Snyder converged with him. And now here's Cliff Mapes, who walked in the third inning and came on around to score on Burns' single and Rizzuto's fly ball to right. They pitched to Cliff. High, ball one. They're two men away, top of the fourth inning. 1-0 New York. Woodling's double is the Yankees' second hit. Branca stretches, pitches. Mapes swings, sends a little roller. Wide to first. There's Hodges going over. And then he lets Robinson do it. He throws to Branca, covering for the out. Hodges started over the ball, and Jackie hollered him off. He took it. Branca covered beautifully, and Mapes is out. Robinson to Branca. No runs for the Yankees. One hit. No errors for the Dodgers. One left on for New York. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings of play is the Yankees 1, the Dodgers nothing. You know, almost a million men recently bought Gillette one-piece razors on our guarantee of complete satisfaction or double their money back. It's an amazing fact that nearly 2,000 to 1 preferred the razor to twice its purchase price. Yes, men, and those are the odds that you will agree the Gillette one-piece razor is the easiest shaving and most convenient ever. The Gillette one-piece razor changes blades instantly, skims off stubble slick as a whistle, and rinses clean in a jiffy. Each set includes a 10-blade Gillette dispenser and an attractive, serviceable travel case. See the Gillette Super Speed set. A big $1.75 value for only a dollar. Look at the gold-plated Gillette Milord, $2.75, and the superb gold-plated Gillette Aristocrat, $3.79. Any one of these fine Gillette razors will give you matchless shaving ease and convenience. Last half of the fourth inning. Top of the order for Brooklyn. Pee-wee Reese, Eddie Mixis, and Carl Ferrillo. Very dark overhead. Dodger fans begin to squirm and call for a little action. Pee-wee hit by a pitched ball in the first inning, the only Dodger to reach base. Right-hand hitter awaits the delivery from Byrne, and it is in there for a call strike as he broke off a breaking pitch over the inside corner, waist high. Bobby Brown moves in a step at third on the grass to tamp down some of the turf. He's in close in the event of the bunt. Byrne throws. Reese swings and sends a long drive to deep left field. It may be going. It is gone. Tied up at 1-1 as Pee-wee Reese put the slug on one of Tommy Burns' fastballs and drove it over the 351-foot sign into the left field stands in the lower section. And now here is Eddie Mixis, a right-hand batter. Takes outside, ball one. That was the first Dodger hit off Tommy Byrne. And it's a 1-1 ball game. Mixis fouled out to Barra in the first inning. Tommy Burns, southpaws one in. Eddie swings and sends a drive to deep center field. DiMaggio is out there, though, and takes it for the out. Mixes. Got hold of one and drove it sharply to center, but right at the Yankee Clipper. So with one down, up steps Carl Parrillo, who skied to center the first inning. And as it was a predominantly Yankee crowd at Yankee Stadium, it is predominantly Dodger here at Ebbets Field. And the crowd has awakened with Pee-wee Reese's terrific blast into the left field stands, left center field stands, to tie up the ball game at 1-1. Carl Parrillo, right-hand hitter. Tommy Byrne, the left-hander, throws. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field, past Brown for a base hit. Woodling goes over, cuts the ball off, whips his throw to second. Parrillo holds it first with a line single just to the left of Bobby Brown. And now here's Jackie Robinson. There's still no action in the Yankee bullpen. Henrik walks over to talk to Byrne. Each Dodger who has come up in this inning has spanked the ball hard. The fans are standing up to look toward the Yankee bullpen. The Yankee bullpen is seated and looking at the folks standing up. But there could be a hurry call in a moment. Every ball has been hit hard, including the out. Mixes liner to center. All right, Parrillo leads off first. Jackie Robinson up, a right-hand hitter. The pitch inside. It's a curveball. Ball one. Robinson popped out in the second inning to Jerry Coleman. A 1-1 ball game, last half of the fourth inning. Henrik not holding against Parrillo, just in behind him. Byrne delivers. Robinson takes low. Ball two. Jake Pittler dancing around, coaching there at first. And now there's Jim Turner, Casey Stengel's pitching coach, signaling for action in the bullpen. A left-hander and a right-hander. We'll give you their identities in a moment as soon as they take their jackets off and go to work. Meantime, Tommy Byrne, ready for his 2-0 pitch, delivers, and it is outside for ball three. Joe Page is the Yankee left-hander. And the right-hander is Fred Sanford. Now, Tommy Henrik moves over from first base to talk to Byrne, who breezed through the Dodger lineup for the first three innings. But starting the fourth, the Dodgers teed off with Reese spanking one of the left center field stands for a home run to tie it up. Mixes lined out to DiMaggio. And then Parrillo lined a single to left. And now the count has gone to 3-0 on Jackie Robinson. And we're ready for the 3-0 pitch. And it is inside, ball four. And down to second goes Parrillo. That is the first walk given up by Byrne. Parrillo goes to second, Robinson to first, and Casey Stengel comes out of the Yankee dugout. To the mound he goes to talk to Byrne and Yogi Berra, with Gil Hodges, a power-hitting right-hand hitter, coming up, and Louie Almo on deck. Now Joe Page goes to work in the bullpen, or is working, a left-hander, and Fred Sanford, a right-hander for New York. Stengel leaves the mound, goes back to the Yankee dugout, which is located to the left of home plate here at Ebbets Field, the Dodgers dugout to the right of home plate. And for the first time in this series, we're getting a lot of action. A lot of action involving runners on and base hits. Parrillo's on second. Robinson on first. Only one out. One run in. Last of the fourth inning. Score tied 1-1. Hodges fouled out to Barrow in the second inning. Awaits the pitch from Byrne. Here it is. Way outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Outfield around toward left. Tommy checks for the Yogi. Parrillo moves off second. Jackie Robinson off first. Byrne stretches. Has a look at second. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. Ball two. Curveball. And the streak of wildness that you generally expect from Tommy Byrne, which did not occur early, as it so frequently does, has suddenly come here in the fourth. Now we're ready for the 2-0 pitch. Two men on, first and second. Here's the delivery. Outside, ball three. And Byrne calls Yogi out to talk to him. Yogi just takes a step or two out, though, and doesn't go all the way out. A 3-0 count on Gil Hodges. The man most directly responsible, however, for Byrne's wireless is not Byrne, but Pee Wee Reese, who teed off and hit that ball into the left field, left center field stands, and that got Byrne a little wary. Now the pitch. Over for a call strike, 3-1. In a tight ball game, in an important ball game, when a batter suddenly steps up and parks one on you, then you get a little worried if you're a pitcher that somebody else will. You try to be a little too careful. You try to be careful, and you become a little too careful and miss the corners by either a little or a lot. 3-1 on Gil Hodges. Carl Frillo on second. Jackie Robinson on first. One out, one in. Last the fourth inning. Tommy Byrne with a stretch, a look at his runners. Here's the pitch. Hodges takes outside. Ball four, and they're loaded up. Perillo goes to third. Robinson to second. Hodges takes over at first, and the batter is Louis Almo. Grounded out to Bobby Brown in the second inning. And for the first time in the series, we've got the bases loaded. Now Casey Stengel comes out of the Yankee dugout, walk out to the mound. Casey has his mind made up. I believe he's going to take Byrne out. I'm not certain. He took a look at the bullpen. Says something to Art Passarella. Casey's looking toward the Yankee bullpen. Now he walks to the mound. Henrik's standing there. And I believe Casey's going to have the left-hander, Joe Page, is going to come on. So Casey is not going to play percentage and bring in Sanford, a right-hander, to pitch to the right-hander hitting Almo. He's going to bring in his ace left-hander, Joe Page. Now, of course, Casey's figuring ahead a little bit. If he had brought in Sanford, then Gene Hermansky might have been sent up there by Bert Schotten. So Joe Page is coming on to pitch to Louis Almo. And Joe's coming in awful early for him, though he did come in early last Saturday against the Boston Red Sox, a game the Yankees had to win to stay in the pennant fight. And he went 6 2/3 innings that day and pitched one hit ball to actually give the Yankees the chance to win that pennant the next day. Tommy Byrne gets a hands, he leaves the mound. And while we await Joe Page's warming up on the hill, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hear the World Series exclusively on WOR 710. See the World Series on WOR TV, Channel 9. WOR and WOR FM, New York.
Back at Ebbets Field, the Dodgers have the bases loaded. Joe Page is coming in to relieve Tommy Byrne, who went 3 1/3 innings, allowed but two hits, both of them in the fourth inning. Walked two men, both of them here in the fourth inning. Struck out only one, and is responsible for the three men who are now on base. The score is tied at 1-1. Joe Page calls Yogi Berra out to the mound as he finishes his warm-up tosses to talk to him. And we're set to go. You've got Carl Perillo on third, Jackie Robinson on second, Gil Hodges on first. One out. One run in on Pee Wee Reese's inning-opening homer. Score tied 1-1, and Louis Almo, right-hand hitter up. Joe Page into the windup. In comes the pitch, and it is strike call, a fastball through there toward the outside part of the plate between the belt and the knees. They don't play Almo to pull. They're shading him around toward right. Louis is a right-hand batter. Frillo moves up the line from third. Robinson moves off second. Hodges off first. Page comes in with his pitch, and Almo takes outside for a ball. 1-1. Yogi bluffed a throw down to first, then took a quick look at Barillo as Brown dashed to third. Barillo was playing it safe over there. Fred Sanford continues to limber up in the Yankee bullpen. Louis Almo the batter. Barillo on third. Robinson on second. Hodges on first. One ball, one strike on Almo. Joe Page comes in with a pitch. It is swung on and missed. Strike two. 1-2 the count. A wicked hook. And here you've got, on the hill for the Yankees, one of the most publicized relief pitchers in the history of baseball. And the crowd sensing a dramatic situation. But with the manager of the Yankees wondering whether this is the day that Joe has it or whether he hasn't. You don't always have it, you know. The Yankees hoping he does have. The Dodgers hoping he doesn't have. With a count, one ball and two strikes, almost stepped out of the batter's box for a moment. And as he starts back in, Page steps off the rubber. Turns around, has a look into center field. Eyes back on. Almo back in. Brill on third. Robinson on second. Hodges on first. The windup. Three men lead away. The pitch. Almo swings and lets a high pop-up foul back to first, drifting over into the stands. Henrik leans in. He leans in and he's got it. And the bases remain loaded. Henrik leaned into the stands and grabbed that ball. Tommy Henrik reached high over the heads of standing patrons in the field boxes back of first base and grabbed that ball for the out. So they're two away. And up comes Duke Snider. Bats him left-handed. Fly to left field in the third. And so the battle continues. Three men on, two down, score tied 1-1. Page into the windup. In comes the pitch. Snider swings and sends a ground ball out toward Coleman. He's up with it. Throws to Henrik, and the inning is over.